25, resulting in 667 deaths. Energy expert Bonfire Zulu has warned that Zambia's national energy grid is facing serious vulnerability to cyber attacks, a situation he says could have devastating consequences for the country's economy and public safety. As protests in Iran continue and Iranian authorities issued coordinated warnings to protesters, a doctor and a medic at two hospitals told the BBC their facilities were overwhelmed with injuries. Hence the headline.
Up your day.
Who is online? My mini Navo. Always giving Omungulu. Miss Oche. Not a Jaira.
Mwana Mash. You think you know me?
Hey.
You're Queen. But the real Millie? You are about to meet her. I was trying to build a life I could be proud of. But somewhere along the way, the things that failed me also broke me. Piece by piece, I am rebuilding myself. Join me on my journey and get to know the woman behind the filters and social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
Imagine you have exactly 5 minutes to make a full meal. You have to defreeze the food, boil it, spice it, fry it, burn most of it, and finally lose your appetite 30 minutes later. Or simply grab a pack of Bento instant noodles for a full meal in no time. Make effortless meals with new Bento instant noodles. Bento instant noodles. Good, better, Bento. Greatness is everywhere. It's in the places you go, the people you meet, the things you do. Introducing Shaka Soft Drinks, a unique, refreshing drink that celebrates greatness. Shaka, celebrate greatness.
Neighbor, 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 neigh
Doing your laundry has never been this much fun or this smart. Introducing the Aloha 1.5 kg refill pack, designed to fill your bucket and save you big. Same powerful claim, now with more value. Grab your 1.5 kg refill, top it up, and keep the fresh going. Aloha, say hello to fresh.
Lovely good afternoon to you, our dear listeners. You have just tuned in to the Social Mix program. Comes to you every Saturday at 13 hours, courtesy of Millennium Radio. And I'm your host for today. My name is Mercy. Yeah, I'll just go by what name. Because, yeah, I'm feeling cool. Yeah. So, to those who know the program, we just talk things, social issues. Yeah, we do understand. Yeah, for tomorrow, for what's the experience, the things that you saw your neighbor doing, the things you've done yourself, the things you shouldn't do. Anyway, so basically, that's the conversation. We mix up the conversation, we get you talking, we get to talk here and there. So this is actually a very, very interactive program, and I will need your feedback as we start talking, because I have a very interesting topic that I feel you're going to love. Yeah, so these are things that we see, things we have experienced. So the number to call me is 0962870921. Anyways, let me get to announce the topic. We are going to discuss relationships, but in this area. I've noticed that as time has been passing, we have noticed that more women are getting empowered. By that, you find that taking care of the children and all yada yada yada. Those were we are known for that. We're not denying, we're not saying we don't want that. We love taking care of the house and the kids and all that stuff. But times have changed. Women have gone to school. I mean, I'm in the studio working. There's that aspect. There are other women who are also working right now and all those things. And women are becoming big in the industry. You find in them managers, bosses and the like. They are working, they're earning money and all that stuff. But after pushing for versus equality, you know, women can do it, we can do it. Trust women, empower women. Society is again saying there's like a mix or a dysfunction of some sort. Men are seeing it as a threat. Or are they? That's really the question there. Because you find that some men will be saying, ah, well, even if someone, like you meet someone, you approach them, you start dating, you find them working. But later on, we say, actually, if I marry you, I don't want you to be working. Because I'll prefer, like, the one doing these things, the providing the all that stuff. I don't want to be competing with my woman. So the question really is on the competition part. Should we be competing in these relationships, given that women are also empowered, they can do these things that a man can do? Others even argue that what a man can do, a woman can do it better. It's an argument. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what people say. So now, given that Natskapari point, that women can do most of the things that men can do, especially when it comes to the work sector, like the aspect of working, should we be competing in relationships? Like who's bringing more money, who has a better job and stuff like that. So that's really what we're discussing today on the Social Mix program. So I want to get your comments, I want to get your thoughts. Yeah, what do you think? Should we be competing when it comes to relationships where the woman is also working and the man is working? Should there really be a competition? I want to know. So call me, the number is 0962870921. That is 0962870921. And yeah, you get through to Mercy and we get to have a lovely chat in the afternoon for Saturday as you're just home relaxing because maybe you had a busy week. Or some of you are still at work, like some of us. Anyways, so we just get to chat like that. So the number is 0962870921. Should we be competing? About relationship when it comes to work.